smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
Amazon's advising customers who've bought hoverboards as Christmas gifts to throw them away and get a refund. It's over fears many imports have non-compliant UK plugs, which increase the risk of overheating. Last month, Trading Standards in Kent issued warnings after one gadget caught a light whilst charging at a home in Deal, causing £25,000 worth of damage to the property. Here's operations manager James Widdett.
People should look for the plugs because we've actually seen some plugs that don't meet the requirements and they won't plug into your socket properly, and more importantly they haven't actually got a fuse in them, so they are dangerous.
The body of a man who's been missing for more than a week has been found on a farm in Dartford. Police were called to Cotton Lane near Stone just after one yesterday afternoon following the discovery. 38-year-old Luke Pullman from Winston Close in Greenhithe was reported missing last week. His family say they're devastated. A teenager's been arrested after a girl was allegedly sexually assaulted in Minster. It's claimed the 13-year-old victim was attacked by a man whilst waiting for a bus outside Minster Library on Monday morning. A 16-year-old boy remains in custody. A neuro rehab centre in Kent, where the poor care of a severely disabled man was captured on camera, is set to close. Tom has the details for KMFM.
All staff at the West Kent Neuro Rehabilitation Unit in Sevenoaks, which is now known as the Knowles Centre, were filmed cleaning the patient's feeding tube with a biro. The 45-year-old, who's paralysed down the left side of his body, was also left in urine-soaked sheets and given water despite being kneeled by mouth. Three nurses have since been charged with misconduct. A spokesperson for the Kent and Medway NHS and Social Care Partnership Trust says it'll shut next week due to the high cost of providing a quality and safe service.
An investigation's underway following a suspected arson attack at a house in Ashford. Crews were called to a two-storey property in Adams Drive in Willsborough just before one this morning following reports a fire had started near the front door. No one was in the house when the fire started. The number of people in Kent who are out of work and on unemployment benefits has fallen slightly. New figures show there were just over 16,500 who were claiming in November, down 89 on the month before. Nationally, the number of people out of work fell by 110,000 between August and October to 1.7 million. Employment Minister Priti Patel says it's positive all round.
These are a very strong and a fantastic set of employment figures. We now see employment at 73.9%, and that's the highest level since records began in 1971.
A Medway man's issued a warning to motorists to check for motorbikes after he narrowly avoided being hit by a car. James Abrahart was on his way home from work at Gillingham Railway Station on Sunday night when a car pulled out of a junction in front of him, causing him to swerve. The 31-year-old from Raynham captured it on camera. You can see the footage at kentonline.co.uk. Dover Coast Guard has begun operating as part of a national network. They and London teams have joined 9 other Coast Guard centres across the UK, already part of the system. It'll mean if they're dealing with a major search and rescue operation, they'll receive help and support from the network in order to cope. Mark Rodaway from Dover Coast Guard says dealing with major incidents will be easier.
Historically, we would have to start ringing round to see if we could get more staff. Now, I and my other maritime commander colleagues have the ability to look around the network and then connect them with the team that's working a search and rescue incident.
This December could be the warmest in 70 years. A band of tropical air coming off the Atlantic from the southwest is pushing temperatures towards the all-time December high of 18.3 Celsius, set in 1948 in the Scottish Highlands.
KMFM Showbiz.
And as fans gear up for the premiere of Star Wars The Force Awakens, a collection of memorabilia from the first movies has been put on display at a Kent museum. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, fans will be able to see toys and posters from the original movies released nearly 40 years ago at the display at the Beanie in Canterbury. Matt Fox is the owner of the collection.
As an adult, I came back to collecting again and collected in a more sort of thorough way, and I've managed to amass a rather large amount since then, and there's an old saying that says collecting is a sickness and sharing it is the only cure.
Meantime, the first reviews are in for the film. The Mail and Independent have given it 4 stars, whilst The Times says it's a galactic classic, giving it 5. Elsewhere, Top Gun, The Shawshank Redemption and Ghostbusters are among 25 films being preserved this year in America's National Film Registry. The Library of Congress selects a mixture of older, experimental or obscure works for their cultural, historic or artistic importance. importance. And Jay McGuinness remains the firm favourite to win Strictly Come Dancing this weekend. Bookies have the singer at 6-1 to lift the Dittable trophy.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.